This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, oh, I didn't bring them in with me. New coffee cups are in. Okay? And I used to make you have to join. What is that all about? Stop that. I used to make you have to join the members-only club. Break here. Dale Bellis is going to join us. He's the executive director for Liberty Health Share. It's an option around, I mean, if you really hate, seriously, if you really hate the affordable health care, the Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, I call it the Obama failure care. All right? Anyway, I want to get back to this. I don't know if I talked about this the other night. I usually do shortly after I write it, but apparently not tonight. And so I wrote a piece called where the heck did it go? Anyway, I wrote a piece about the football player the other day. And about how he, I just said, you know what, this is the jerkiness of the left, basically. That, you know, here it is, the American flag and what have you. And I went through the whole story. Some of you guys, you know the story. I don't want to repeat it again. It's a waste of time for me and you, right? And then what happens is, The loons on the left get a hold of this. And they start calling me racist and all kinds of other fun names. Yeah, here it is right here. And in the piece I mention, here's to show you what they do to Trump. They're doing the same thing to me, same thing to Trump, right? Come on, where did it go here? Oh, there it is. All right. So what I say here, basically, Is it true you converted to Islam? I'm asking the question. I'm not accusing him of anything. Right? So I want you to hear this out before you get nuts, because some of you get nuts on me right in the beginning. Right. So I know I did this piece, but I want to call something out here, because I'm starting to read, when I'm reading the comments, I'm going, this is how the left operates. This is how they get you to back down. You need to stop backing down. So in the piece I write, is it true you converted to Islam? Are you going to tell us that you aren't allowed to pledge allegiance or stand for the national anthem? I'm asking questions here. I'm accusing nothing. Okay? I said, that's confusing me because, you know, some of us have friends that are Muslims. I do. And associates. They stand or they have respect for the country. I said, is yours a different type of Islam, or are you still practicing jerkism? So, the comments are great. Okay? I'm called a Hannity wannabe. All right? Now, in all these comments, one person says, aside from your continued slide to true overt racism, all right, when I use the word whitey. Now, here's the thing. You guys all know Corey Duncan. He's on the show with me every week. He uses the word whitey all the time. So apparently, he can use the N-word. He can use the whitey word. We can't use any words. Stop letting them do this. Stop it. I'm not telling you to get a fist fight with anybody. Right? Or anything like that. What I'm telling you, though, is when somebody calls you a name or says something like this, you turn around and say, that's not true. Here's how it works. It's really that simple. Now, one of these comments, and there's, I don't know, 30 or 40 comments on this particular piece. Now, one of these comments shows any part of what I had to say to be false. Right? I mean, really, it's that simple. Not one. Now, one person says it shows you how whatever you are, I'm not going to repeat some of this stuff, the bottom line with it is that his mother was white. Well, I don't know that. It's not in any of the stories. Send it to me. It wouldn't make a difference. Because Colin was brought up, if he was adopted at a very young age, right after his birth, he was given up for adoption. So his mother, his birth mother may have been white. I don't even know what color she is. And frankly, I don't even care. All right? His birth mother may have been white. Don't care. I even gave her kudos for giving him up for adoption as opposed to aborting him. They didn't touch that. That's a tough one to touch, right? So all that stuff, all that crazy stuff that they go through, and not one. And then only one person says that he was a Christian. I don't know that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
A full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Let me introduce Alvin and the Chipmunks to you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up on the website. Look, we're on Facebook Live. If you head up to the website, you can also watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can find us all. I make a million ways for you to be able to get to the website. A million ways for you to be able to get to the show. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. All right. So, I was talking about this article that I wrote. And I don't want to beat it up again, because you guys have already heard this to death, not just from me, but from others. It's about the football player that wouldn't stand. And in the article, I give him a pass, you know, if it's a religious belief, okay, I got it. All right? But what, and frankly, some of you are going to get mad at me, I don't care. If he was just simply exercising his freedom of speech, which is what that flag stands for, you know, gives you the right to do that. If he was just exercising his freedom of speech, that's all he was doing, and wanted to stand up or sit down or whatever, I could almost let it go at that point. I say almost because I'd be here slamming my head against the desk. But when you talk about how oppressive the country is towards you and yours, I'm done. You've lost me then. Because as you were yelling at the country, did you hear a bullet? Did you hear a gunshot? Anybody try to kill you? Did you see, you know, armed forces coming up on each side of you from the government to drag you away and put you in a gulag or a jail someplace? No, of course you didn't. All that I've already said. What I find interesting, though, is all of you so made my point about the left tonight. You so made it. All of you that accused me of racism and all that other stuff, and you didn't deal with one issue that was in there. Not one thing. One person called me on a carpet because I guess he was... Now, here's the thing that I love. One person says to me, Colin was baptized Methodist, confirmed Lutheran. He attended a Baptist church during his college years. Colin spoke about his faith, saying, my faith is the basis from where my game comes from. I've been very blessed to have the talent to play the game that I do and be successful at it. I think God guides me through every day and helps me take the right steps and has helped me to get to where I am at. When I step on the field, I always say a prayer, and I say I'm thankful to be able to wake up that morning, go out there, and to glorify the Lord. Let me see. She goes on to say, I think if you do that, no matter what you do in the field, he says, no matter what you do in the field, you can be happy about it. Now, he's got multiple tattoos. His right arm features a scroll with a Bible verse. Okay, he's got one on the other side, which is his hands clasped together, glory to God. And then he's got one on his back, something to do with angels. Okay, this is all great. But also, doesn't one's actions matter? When it comes to being a Christian, how many of you know, raise your hand. I love doing that because I would love to know how many of you are actually home raising your hand. That would be so cool to know that. Right? So how many of you home... raising your hand, actually. You know Christians. I call them Sunday go to meeting Christians, right? They go to church on Sunday. They couldn't find a Bible to say. I mean, if you put it down on the table, they wouldn't know it was a Bible, right? And that doesn't mean anything. They call themselves a Christian, but what are they living? What are they doing? And I'm not going to, you know, their relationship with God is their relationship with God, not mine. So... the guy is dating a Muslim woman. That's all over the place, right? This is not me speculating. A Christian has really no place on either side. Christian woman, Christian man, dating a Muslim, and I'll tell you why. Not because they're bad people. So let's be clear about this, right? My Bible tells me, as every other Bible, not to be unequally yoked, okay? I need to be in agreement. We need to be on the same page. I can't be on the same page if my wife was a Muslim or converted away. I can't be on the same page because they believe that Jesus Christ was only a prophet. Pretty good one, but only a prophet. Don't believe that he was the Son of God, right? They don't believe that salvation is through him. They don't believe any of that. So how am I glorifying my God in heaven, my Father, when my Bible says, don't do this, and I do it anyway, and then I tell people how much I love them. Right? So, you see what I'm saying here, right? Big deal. So, anyhow, so when I do that, I just love it when people say, well, he's got a Christian, he goes to church, he prays, he always uses Jesus' name. Oh, heck, the devil uses Jesus' name. The devil knows all about Scripture. He can quote all kinds of stuff. He knows God personally. It doesn't mean anything if they're not living it. I should say this. It doesn't mean anything if they're not even trying to live it. You know what I'm saying? Because if they're not trying to live it, people make mistakes. I get all of that. God, you guys are missing the chat rooms, the regular chat room sometimes. You gotta put that up on Facebook. That's hilarious. Anyway, so again, we all know people that go to church. We all know people that say they're Christians. We all know people that don't live the lifestyle. I'm not judging them. You know who they are. You see them. You know what they're like. All right. I'll get off that one, I promise. Here, we'll move on to the next fun one. The one I think is wonderful, right? The Old Glory is being beat up again. I don't understand this at all. This is beyond me. And the biggest part of this that I have trouble with, you're here on American soil. I know, you guys, you know the mantra. Some of you already know this, so repeat after me. You're here on American soil. You're being protected by the American Constitution. You're being protected by an American police force, an American military, by American legislators. Okay? It's American taxpayer dollars that are coming at you. And you think the flag is a problem to have at a high school or football game? You've got some serious mental issues if that's the case. Not a few, quite a few. How's that? So apparently, oh God, a high school principal from a small South Carolina town was the object of scorn and ridicule on the social media this past weekend in response to his controversial decision to ban students from displaying the American flag at football games. Yeah, no, here in this country. Right? Why don't you go to North Korea and go ahead and ban their flag from anywhere? Pick a spot that's out in the middle of no man's land. And watch what that little dictator does to you. Unspeakable things. Now, we're going to finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Oh my. Can we still use those? Can we still use that? She's a brick house? I don't know if that's, I don't know if you can do that. That's, I wonder if any of these songs, think of some of the songs from the 70s, maybe even early 80s. I mean, would they, any of them be politically correct? politically correct today? God, people would be freaking out all over the place. He said what? Now, what's funny about that is you still hear about this music that's terrible today, you know, because of the way it talks about women and all that other stuff. But hip-hop music somehow gets a pass. A total pass. And I've heard, you know, because people will always say to me, yeah, you know, you'd be too hard. You need to give it a listen. You need to this. It's just about, you know, the way people. That is not my life. I don't want to hear it because it's, you know, it's not my life. And not that I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. But you know what? It's not my life. It's really that simple. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, gazillion things you can do up there. I want your email address. That's right. If you head over to the website, and actually, there's smarter people than I in the chat room. Yeah, if I'm boring you to death, you want to have a good conversation with somebody, head over to the chat room. They're doing a lot there, too, as well. We're also live on Facebook. But I want your email address. And if you head to the website, there's a box where you can give me your email address. And what I can do with it is every week I send out an email, what we're doing, who we're talking with, you know, subjects we're going to be discussing. It ain't that hard. It really isn't. So head over there. Okay, I'm going to get back to this because this one's making me nuts. I mean, we disrespect this country on a regular basis. And I get it. Maybe we have oppressed people in the past. Maybe we've done things wrong in the past. But hasn't everybody, seriously? And if that guy's really a Christian, a football player, doesn't it say, you know, you got to get the log of your own eye before you start casting logs at other people, whatever it is? Come on, seriously. And if you're so sure that we're so oppressive, why don't you take some of that $16 to $19 million? How many, I don't know, I don't even know what to call him. How many programs is he sponsoring with all that money? You know, does he need that big house? See, this is where I realize you can do anything you want with your money, but this is where you have somebody like this that's professing how much they want to help somebody, right? And they don't do anything about it. They don't cut their wallets open. How many programs, after-school programs, how many programs you got out there for young black men to maybe learn a trade in the inner city? Maybe they didn't do well in school, and now they're just kind of hanging out. What are you doing to help them out? Anything? Because it's not us oppressing them. Now, I will give him this. Maybe we are oppressing him because we're giving him crappy education. There's a lot. Let me be clear about something. I'm on a school board in Southern California. I will tell you, not because I'm on the school board, but because it's real, I will tell you that our school district does a great job at educating kids. Do we need improvement? Sure we do. Every district needs improvement. Even the best district could find a way to improve. But for the most part, these districts in the inner city, they are terrible. They are just trying to get these kids through. They're just trying to get them graduated. They're just trying to move them along. That's wrong. So this high school principal said that, he didn't, in response to his controversial decision to ban students from displaying the American flag at football games, has been silent, or was silent. Now, according to CBS Sports, Lou Lavely, the principal of Travelers Rest High School, wow, okay, not anymore, Travelers Rest High School is being criticized by locals and students after one of them posted a Facebook status indicating that he had been denied entry to a football game on Friday because he had been carrying the Stars and Stripes. Now, the game on Friday was being played against a team from Berea, a nearby school with a large Hispanic population. Lou Levy, Travelers Rest High School principal, continues to power trip and strip young Americans of the right to proudly boast the nation's flag. Now, look, if the guy's waving the flag in their faces and trying to incite a fight, then I'd let him stand outside with the flag. Okay? Got no right to go in there and antagonize. That's one thing. But if he's one of those guys that runs around, he's got the flag on his pickup and the flag all over the place, that's a whole different animal, is it not? He goes on to say that last night I picked up my brother up. Football game, and he told me that Lavely had denied entry to a couple of young men with American flags. Bill claimed that he had previously disagreements with Lavely over the issue of displaying the flag, including an incident immediately after the death of Osama bin Laden. Why wouldn't you want to wave the flag? Why wouldn't you want to be proud of your country? Oh, that's right. That whole country pride thing. Right? We can't have that anymore, apparently. It's like they see it like you're running around going, I win, I win, I win. See, I win. It's not what we're doing. We can't be proud of our country? Are we serious? Is that really where we got to? It's just nuts. Anyway, we get on. So the he went on to say, as I took the flag and attempted to enter myself, a police officer stated that he has the authority to tell anyone that they can't bring it on the property. He goes on to say, I'm sick of this political correctness. We need to do something about it because it's not getting any better. Ballou's impassionate Facebook post generated over 200 likes and 1,200 shares, with the commentators roundly denouncing the principal as a traitor. The man is a coward, wrote Joseph Carter. How the heck can you not be proud of our nation's colors? If you can't respect a student body and their love for the flag, then maybe it's time for you to go somewhere else where you can be. And you're seeing this more and more from the loons on the left. You see more and more how the flag... See, let's just be honest about this, right? The flag doesn't mean anything. Material doesn't mean anything. The dye they use for the colors doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything just because it's a flag. What has a meaning for that flag is what it represents. How many people died under that flag, right? How many people of, hey, here's one for you. How many people of all colors gave it up for that flag? And then we're going to tell these kids that they can't bring it. Now, again, I have a caveat to this. That flag does not give you a right to instigate. Carrying the flag, being American, whatever, does not give you the right to instigate and antagonize other people and incite a fight. That would be wrong. But if you truly have American pride, if you're truly proud of this country, it's funny how people are. They get something confused. Being proud of something doesn't mean you think it's flawless. I'm proud of where my kids have gone, what they've been through, where they're at now. right? There's some accomplishments I'm very proud of. There's some accomplishments I am not so proud of. Doesn't mean I approve of everything they do. That's where we keep forgetting that. You can have American pride. I don't care. I'm not one of those guys that gets all crazy about the flag rules. You want to wear a flag for a T-shirt, or you want to wear a T-shirt that represents whatever it is to show your American pride, I'm okay with that. I don't care. Because if that's what you're doing for it. If you're doing it to shove it in somebody's face, then not so right. But again, you know what? Again, how do these guys figure that we're so bad, we're so oppressive? Right? On this issue. Anyway, so as far as the flag goes, what do you think? Do you think that the this principal should maybe be given time off? I'm not saying fired. I don't want to trample all over the First Amendment either. But do you think this principal should be given some time off? I'll put it that way. I do. I really do. Because I think this is the first place these kids get to see, get to live out their lives, get to live out their enthusiasm and what have you. Right? Okay, anyhow. I'm looking at all these stories you guys sent. I want to see which one. This one. Well, I probably should check it out, but whatever. I've been wrong before. So this NATO country just legalized, for all intents and purposes, pedophilia. Although this shouldn't be a shock. You guys shouldn't be shocked by this at all. So pedophilia will soon be legal in Turkey. Right? I don't know. All right, let me just get to it. Pedophilia will soon be legal in Turkey. Now, that's due to a recent Turkish court ruling. The Constitutional Court, which is similar to our U.S. Supreme Court here, they voted to repeal a law that makes sex with a... I'm not going to give you the age until you come back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, hey, we got a lot to cover tonight. And I don't want to stay the football player all night. Honest, I don't want to stay the football player at all night. And the flag thing? We have to get past that, too. Because that's making me nuts as well. Because we see it all the time. We see it. There are so many schools that we've seen this at, right? We did the story last year about the charter school. Actually, it wasn't just a charter school. It was a small group of charter schools that decided that they we're going to put the flag up because they had kids from all over the world going to their schools. And my attitude was, they're going to school on American soil, so deal with it. We were talking about pedophilia in Turkey. It's now become legal. So for all you guys, you know, in this country, all you people who think that pedophilia is okay, don't worry about it. It's coming here soon. We've talked about this too. The AMA or the medical association that lays out what diseases are and what have, they're trying to make it not a disease. They're actually trying to say that men especially that are attracted to 12-year-olds, that's okay. It's normal. It's normal human nature. I don't know on what warped universe that happens, what time frame they're in, I don't know what altered reality they're in. It doesn't make any sense to me, though. So the Supreme Court of Turkey, they voted to repeal a law that makes sex with a child between the ages of 12 and 15 automatically a crime. So I guess if it's consensual at 12, God, that just makes you throw up in your mouth, didn't it? If it's consensual at 12, then it's okay, right? Now, beginning in January, if a child consents to sex with an adult, it won't be necessary to treat it as a crime. Naturally, the international outcry was tremendous, and Turkey has been quick to attack what it feels is slander. Now, after Sweden's foreign minister, Margaret Wallström, attacked the decision over Twitter, Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Simsek hit back with a scathing attack, telling her, "You are clearly misinformed. There is no such stupid thing in Turkey. Please get your facts right." So Sweden's ambassador was called in for a meeting over the incident. In addition, Austria's acting ambassador to Turkey was called in after a news ticker in Vienna airport reported that Turkey had legalized pedophilia. Now, amid the controversy, the Constitutional Court clarified its stance in a press release, claiming that sexual abuse actions against children will not be decriminalized. Okay. And I'm kind of having some trouble here. A 12-year-old. What 12-year-old is going to want to have sex with a 60-year-old guy? I mean, seriously. There may not be enough money there for that. What 12-year-old can make up their mind that they want to have sex with a 60-year-old person? What 12-year-old even really, really, really knows what sex is? Is this sick or what? Now, according to the, let me see, this is going on. So they go on to say in that by delay the repeal of the law until January, the Turkish parliament has time to pass a new law to protect Turkish children. However, it doesn't appear that any law is yet in the works, and the court also neglected to clarify that even under a new law, whether child sex would remain illegal in all instances. Well, I see, I don't need a college degree to figure this one out. They said it. It's only going to be criminal under sexual abuse. But what would be sexual abuse? Because if they feel that sex with a 12 or 13 year old is okay, who's going to be one word against the other? Oh, the little girl was fine with it until she whatever happened. I'm trying to keep it clean here. So this is exactly. Why, when we deal with these NATO countries, when we deal with other countries, when we have allies, maybe we should put some guidelines in place. Maybe we should ask them or work with them, or I don't even know. This is so asinine. I don't know. You want to be friends with somebody like this? Is this somebody you would have a relationship with? Somebody who's okay with having sex with 12-year-olds? Okay. Yeah. I mean, you guys sent me so many stories. I could get this sick all night long. Anyhow, microaggression, says Rutgers. If you want to avoid it, just open your mouth when you absolutely have to. Seriously. So students in at least one Rutgers University residence hall, they're now being encouraged to use only language that is helpful and necessary to avoid committing microaggressions. So when I tell somebody stop acting stupid, that wouldn't be helpful or necessary. What do you think? Hey, don't put your hand in the tree trimmer. What are you, an idiot? I have to leave out the last part of that, anyway. Come on, think about this. So it's and this microaggression thing, just that's another one of those that drives me out of my mind. Because it's anything that makes them feel bad about something. So students at Rutgers University Resident Hall, now they're being told only use language that's helpful and necessary, right? The display photos of which were obtained, and I'm going to post those up in a little bit. These displayed photos of which were obtained by Campus Reform is titled "Language Matters, Think." Well, they've already lost me. They're not thinking. Just the title of the story tells you they're not thinking. Now, this was placed in College Avenue Apartments by residential resident assistance. Right? And, wow, God, this is sick. Now, the record is part of the university's Language Matters campaign. Most of these kids can't even speak English well. The bulletin board instructs students to ask themselves whether their choice of words is true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind. How kind? You know, if somebody's running out in front of a car or, you know, something's happening, maybe a door swinging at somebody, what do you do? What are you going to do? Excuse me? Don't be nervous. Don't know. Excuse me. Oh, they're already down on the ground. They've been hit by the door, the car, whatever. True, helpful, inspirational, or inspiring. This is just a partial list of the words that could be a problem. The board warns students that failing to follow these guidelines could lead them to commit microaggressions, which include micro-assaults, micro-insults, micro-validations. I can't keep up with it. Guys, I can't keep... If they had these rules when I was a kid, I'd still be in high school. They wouldn't have graduated. I would have never got out of the place. They wouldn't have graduated me. Seriously. Does anybody offer that? If somebody said to you, as you were walking down the hall, hey, that's a micro-assault. Would you have a clue what that meant? I wouldn't. Now, what about a micro-insult? Micro-insult? What does that mean? You know, you're not very pretty. As opposed to, my God, you're ugly. I mean, was the first one like a micro-insult? And what was the other one? A major insult? And what in God's creation is a micro-invalidation? I mean... So do we have like little white... Oh, you can't use it anymore then, can you? We can't have little white lies anymore, right? What is it, a micro lie? A macro lie? What is that? Also included on the bulletin board is a flyer. On the flyer, I should say. And they have a whole... Wow. Yeah. Well, they give explanations for it. I'm not going to read it because they wrote it in crayon. You know why they wrote it in crayon or it looks like crayon? Because they're kids. They're babies. Your hard-earned tax dollars at work. Let's see. Also included on the bulletin board is a flyer from the Language Matters campaign. It was launched by the Center for Social Justice Education and LGBT Communities sometime during the 2015 fall semester. The flyer, which was adapted by the University of Maryland's Inclusive Language campaign, lists various terms that some people might find offensive, presenting scenarios such as saying, because we do this all the time, don't we? So you're walking down the hall in college and you go, hey, he looks like a terrorist, doesn't he? Come on. To someone who is a United States veteran, using the phrase, oh, wait a minute, the way they wrote this is terrible. Using the phrase, that's so ghetto, around someone who grew up in poverty. Well, what if you use that term around somebody who didn't grow up in poverty? Would it be okay to use then? Commenting that an exam just raped me, I never heard that. Anybody of you guys use that word before or use that term? The exam just raped me? In the presence of a survivor of sexual assault. What if she didn't tell you? This has been my argument all along. What is her? Is there a rubber band you wear around your wrist? Is there a tattoo you put on your forehead? How do we know these things? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. More craziness on the other side of the break. A lot coming up. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.